This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Addressing mental and emotional trauma in communities of color was the top focus at a recent event in Aurora. CPR's Lucretia Wimbley was there.
The city has rising crime rates and a short-staffed police department facing a consent decree over discrimination. Candace Bailey says healing is what Aurora needs. She co-organized a seven-hour community summit in Aurora last week. Bailey says talking about the effects of socioeconomic disparities is necessary.
I think violence can be interrupted, disrupted, and stopped through conversations like this.
Bailey says the next summit later this month will focus on treating collective trauma. A final gathering in August is all about taking further action with state legislators. Lucretia Wimbley, CPR News.
A proposed ballot initiative to allow grocery stores to sell wine is gathering signatures for November's election ballot. Chris Fine, the executive director of the Colorado Licensed Beverage Association, says the move would hurt small independent liquor stores that he says are critical to the community.
About 65% of our members use English as a secondary language, and about 50% are women-owned. You know, we really are kind of talking about, you know, those populations who have kind of gone all in on this 3,000-square-foot store.
The ballot initiative has until August 8th to collect the necessary amount of signatures. Several Air Force Academy cadets have joined a lawsuit challenging the military's COVID-19 vaccine mandate. The suit alleges that they could be dismissed from the academy or have to pay back the cost of their education since they refused to be vaccinated. The Gazette reports that the Air Force has allowed unvaccinated cadets to graduate but denied them commission into military service. The suit includes 24 plaintiffs from active duty military and other academies. This is CPR News and KRCC.